This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization has recommended that the world's first malaria vaccine should be given to children across Africa in a move officials hope will spur stalled efforts to curb the spread of the parasitic disease. Pedro Alonso is the World Health Organization's director of the Global Malaria Program.
Together with other interventions, a malaria vaccine will help us save tens of thousands of lives, hundreds of thousands of lives, prevent millions of cases, and help us regain momentum in the fight against malaria.
While the vaccine is the first to be authorized, it's only about 30% effective, requires up to four doses, and the protection wanes after a few months. Still, given the extremely high burden of malaria in Africa, where the majority of the world's more than 200 million cases a year and 400,000 deaths occur, scientists say the vaccine could still have a major impact. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on Wednesday told Democrats he would allow an emergency debt limit extension into December, offering a potential path to avoid a federal default. Senators immediately delayed a procedural vote on legislation that would suspend the debt limit for 2 years, and the Senate recessed so lawmakers could discuss the next steps. McConnell said the move would moot Democrats' excuses about the time crunch they created and give the unified Democratic government more than enough time to pass standalone debt limit legislation through reconciliation. McConnell's announcement came after President Joe Biden enlisted top business leaders at a meeting in the White House to push for immediately suspending the limit. The president called a U.S. default on its debts a meteor that could crush the economic and financial markets. This is VOA News. Los Angeles, California has approved one of the strictest vaccination mandates in the United States, and it will take effect in early November. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
11 ayes, 2 noes.
And with that majority, the Los Angeles City Council enacted a sweeping measure that would require vaccines for everyone entering a bar, restaurant, nail salon, gym, or even a Lakers game. Supporters say it's a way of preventing more COVID-19 surges. As for the critics, they say the measure raises concerns about enforcement and will add to confusion due to a less sweeping vaccination mandate that's scheduled to go into effect next month in Los Angeles County. That would only apply to bars, breweries, and nightclubs. I'm Shelley Adler.
Two scientists have won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for finding a novel way to build molecules that can be used to make everything from medicines to food flavorings. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Laureates Benjamin List of Germany and Scotland-born David McMillan developed asymmetric organocatalysis. Until the beginning of the millennium, chemists had only two methods, or catalysts, to speed up the molecule-building process. Judge Pamela Wittung-Stafshide says all that changed with the laureates' work.
Benjamin List and David McMillan independently reported that you can use small organic molecules to do the same job as big enzymes and metal catalysts in reactions that are precise, cheap, fast, and environmentally friendly.
Göran Hansen of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences says the work has already had a significant impact on pharmaceutical research. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
With the pandemic eviction moratorium now expired, the Biden administration is trying to provide some help for public housing residents who've fallen behind. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development is setting a new rule. Those in subsidized public housing would have to get 30 days notice of eviction and be steered toward federal emergency rental assistance programs. They can help with back rent and buy some time for those having trouble. A department official who spoke anonymously in advance of a formal announcement says there's significant concern about a looming wave of evictions as cases that began when the moratorium lifted make their way through the courts. It's estimated the changes could help about 4 million at-risk renters. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all closed in positive territory. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.